The traditional chief of Bakassi Peninsula, Okon Edet, tells VOA that his community has accepted plans drawn up by the federal authorities for relocation. He says his people felt they had little alternative.
Well, there's absolutely nothing we can do at the moment as a people.
He says there was anger among the population on the peninsula because people felt the president did not communicate openly with them about the decision to transfer the peninsula to Cameroon in accordance with a 2002 ruling of the International Court of Justice.
The annoyance was, of course, he's not getting back to us to tell us that he would not see that area, having promised he would not do so. Having explained to us the rationale behind global peace and all that.
President Olusegun Obasanjo agreed last week to turn over Bakassi, which has offshore oil fields. Inhabitants were given the choice of staying on under Cameroon's authority or resettling in Nigeria. The decision was greeted with outrage in Bakassi, with the local people declaring their intention to resist the handover. About 300,000 Nigerians live in Bakassi, which they regard as their traditional home. Chief Edet says leaving Bakassi has not been an easy decision to make.
For one to leave his ancestral home to somewhere else, emotional attachment, sentimental attachment to a place of origin is something you cannot really do away with in so short a time. It is a sacrifice that the entire Bakassi people have agreed to make in the interest of world peace.
Nigeria is to withdraw its troops from Bakassi within 6 months, and a formal handover is expected within 2 years. The dispute between Cameroon and Nigeria over ownership of the peninsula in the Gulf of Guinea almost brought the two countries to war in 1981. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.